السلام عليك يا وارث آدم،
السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي،
السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم،
السلام عليك يا وارث موسى،
السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى،
السلام عليك يا وارث محمد،
السلام عليك يا وارث أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
زيارة وارث أملي وحسني، أنول بفضله أجر الزيارة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبنستعين. السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله، السلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today it's the first day of December, coinciding with the fifth day of Muharram. Today we are concerned with another excerpt, another fragment of the Warif Ziyarah text issued by the 60th Infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam in response to a request he received from one of his companions by the name of Safwan ibn Mihran al-Jammal. Now we are going to listen to this excerpt in Arabic followed by its English translation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful.
وأشهد أن الأئمة من ولدك كلمة التقوى وأعلام الهدى والعروة الوثقى والحجة على أهل الدنيا.
I bear witness that the Imams in your progeny are the words of wisdom, the signs of guidance, the safe handle of Islam, and the decisive argument for the humankind.
وأشهد الله وملائكته وأنبياءه ورسله أني بكم مؤمنون وبإيابكم موقنون بشرائع ديني وخواتيم عملي وقلبي لقلبكم سلمون وأمري لأمركم متبعون.
I call Allah to give witness and also His angels, His prophets, His messenger, that verily I believe in all of you, that I am sure of your return, joined to the divine laws of my belief and my accomplishments. My mind and soul resign to your obedience, my conduct following the example of your behavior.
Salawatullahi alaykum wa ala arwahikum wa ala ajsadikum wa ala ajsamikum wa ala shahidikum وعلى غائبكم وعلى ظاهركم وعلى باطنكم.
Blessings of Allah be on all of you, on your souls, on your bodies, and your forms, when you are in view, when you are out of sight, on your style, and on your substance.
In this fragment, the pilgrim, the person who goes to perform a ziyarat, a pilgrimage, unto Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, utters these verses, these statements, and bears witness that all the Imams are in the progeny of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This is in harmony with a piece of hadith related from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam that he indicated that the 12th infallible Imam, and in fact the final infallible Imam, Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, will be the ninth person, the ninth infallible Imam in his progeny. This phrase indicates that what has received, what has been received in the form of the tablet hadith, hadith lawh, is in fact a reality. So it indicates that the infallible imams in the progeny of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam are all manifestations of piety, words of piety, expressions of piety. And they are indeed flags of guidance for people. And the safe handle and the safe resort for people to reach God and not to go astray. وَالْحُجَّةُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا. So everybody, by clinging, by attaching themselves to the house of the infallible imams, would survive. The whole fragment in this section begins with وَأَشْهَدُ, I bear witness. It indicates that this is an article of faith of a devout Shia. وَأُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ وَأَنْبِيَاهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. Not only I give bear witness in this regard, God himself, his angels, and his prophets, and his messengers, all of them endorse that. I believe in this article of faith, that I believe in the infallible imams. I believe in the personality of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
وَذِي وِئْنَةَ بِيُولَاهُ And your struggle of Hussein Gave up all that you held dear Yet we cannot comprehend Yet we cannot comprehend The immensity of your pain The immensity of your pain
وَبِإِيَابِكُمْ مُوقِنِ I believe in the return, رَجْعَة How? بِشَرَايِعِ دِينِ Because of the articles of faith I believe in this denomination. وَخَوَاتِيمِ عَمَلِي Hence, my performance in my lifetime signify that I believe in the personality, in the guardianship, in the guidance we have received from the infallible imams. But it isn't in word, it's a deep-rooted faith. وَقَلْبِ لِقَلْبِكُمْ سَلْمْ I'm on your side, totally, with full submission. وَأَمْرِ لِأَمْرِكُمْ مُتَّبِعْ I follow you, step by step. In every move I make, I follow you, the infallible Imam, especially Imam al-Husayn. Okay? These are said, these are uttered as an article of faith, as a constitution, as a religious constitution for everybody, so that this becomes a deep-rooted article of faith in every faithful Shia. Salawatullahi alaykum wa ala arwahikum wa ala ajsadikum. May you receive salams of God, not only Muslims' salams and homage, but I wish you to receive the salams of God, and the salams of God may be bestowed on your souls as well as on your bodies. It indicates that the bodies of these martyrs, especially Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, are still preserved. Otherwise, no salam, no grace of Allah could be imagined to be bestowed on the body of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And the point is that وَعَلَىٰ شَاهِدَكُمْ وَعَلَىٰ غَائِبَكُمْ We request the grace of God, we request the salams of God to be bestowed on the personality, on the body, on the soul of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, as well as on the bodies and souls of whoever were martyred along with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the day of Ashura. It means that this signifies that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is still alive, he listens, He answers our requests. He listens, he receives our messages, our salams, and answers our salams. Not only Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, but also the rest of the martyrs. Why? Because there's a Quranic verse, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ It indicates that those who are martyred in the cause of God, they can't be regarded as dead people, they must be regarded as people still alive before the Lord, before God. Because of this, it indicates that, I mean, the whole phrase indicates that they are still alive. Since they are still alive, they respond to us, okay? And when we go to perform any ziyarat unto them, we mustn't think that they are dead people. No, they are alive. They hear our voices. They answer our salams. When you imagine that you are talking with a person who is alive, who is responsive to your gestures, okay, your gestures becomes totally different from the time that you imagine that you are standing in front of a piece of stone or a piece of, for example, wood. This is totally different. Now, in this regard, by reading out of these lines, we indicated that not only do we believe in the imamate and the leadership of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his progeny, his infallible, so the infallible imams following Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we regard them as the guides for people, the directors of people to the right path. So this imamate can't be regarded as to be confined only to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This line continues, and the line of imamate has continuation, and this is very important. Not only we say so in front of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we say so in front of God, and we say that, okay, I bear witness that God hears my utterances, his angels also hear this utterance, and also the prophets missioned by God, all of them signify that this is an article of faith. So when the pilgrim goes to perform a ziyarat unto Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and during his ziyarat utters this ziyarat text, he should be quite serious, because he says so, and he believes that this is his article of faith. In addition, God, his angels, and his prophets and messengers, all of them endorse these words and these articles of faith. Inshallah, in subsequent programs, the rest of this ziyarat text will be explicated to the full. Thank you very much.
From my heart, from